Hi, this is Jesse Gilbert again, engineer and creator of Pneumatics Pro-Constitutional Weapon Systems. So in this audio, I want to talk a little bit about home defense systems. So Pneumatics home defense systems can be used to kill cops, police, government officials, and other criminals who are attempting to, invade your space and attack your home. So these air-powered weapons can be placed, like turrets can be placed strategically all around your property, all around your dwelling. And they're connected to air tanks and video cameras, and they can use either Wi-Fi, preferably like a home Wi-Fi thing or direct wiring to your laptop. So how it works, how these systems work is it's not an automated kill system. I don't really believe in the concept of artificial intelligence killing systems, meaning giving the computer the decision to make kills. You could probably do it, and some people claim to do it in the news, but what I try to do is create deterrent systems, like automated deterrent systems, and then alert systems that will put a human in the loop. So the turrets can be connected to motion sensors, right? And so if there's a motion sense on your site, like in the night, it can trigger like a loud hooting sound, like a hoot, hoot, kind of like a cyber owl thing, like, oh, we got night vision, you've been spotted, you don't want a part of this predator or whatever, call it what you want. This being of the night who can see in the night and is plenty lethal. So the motion sensors triggering systems on the Pneumatics home defense systems, they can alert you in your home, and then you can go to your laptop and get night vision or day vision visuals on your screen. And then make the human decision. You could use like a pepper ball mode, just one click. It'll be a big fat square icon with the pepper ball. So you can use the targeting to pump them in the chest with like a pepper ball, make it explode and disable them for 15 minutes. If you know anything about pepper and you've ever been blinded by pepper, you're shit out of luck for a good 15 minutes with a burning sensation in your eyes. And you are not going to persist in attacking somebody's home if you get the pepper ball. And that could be detained, whether it's zip ties or handcuffs. You know, the police, the pigs, the losers, they probably want to outlaw handcuffs too. Whatever, you don't need them. You can use zip ties, and all of it will be recorded to absolve you of homicide. So if you need to kill a pig or some other criminal, invading your house, trying to get in your space, knock on your door, some other loser, like a pig, like a police officer, Pneumatics can help you do it. It can help you kill them and have it all recorded to absolve you in the court of law and the court of public opinion. We'll have a sophisticated SaaS, software as a service streaming system, more sophisticated than those scandalous frauds at evidence.com. If you know anything about police body cam footage, it all streams into www.evidence.com, run by a criminal scumbag named Rick Smith, the CEO. They're down in Arizona. And what they do is they rig body cam footage. So they will always try to absolve the police officers using deep fake AI body cam footage. They totally rigged my body cam footage and tried me had to have me sent to prison for defending myself from attempted murder by over 15 police. So I've called out Rick Smith to mutual combat, legalized mutual combat. We're going to make the bullet obsolete. I'm going to show that you don't need bullets when I kill Rick Smith personally in mutual combat in Tombstone, Arizona. The showdown's arranged. You know, it's going to be like me and like two or three little kids with Pneumatics AI weapons versus like Rick Smith and like 500 law enforcement and other little faggot ass rainbow CEOs, corporate American punks like Rick Smith of Axon Enterprises. And The bullet is going to be obsoleted when it's shown that air-powered weapons with AI targeting systems for throat shots, one shot, one kill at less than a penny each with air-powered weapons, and potential one shot, two or three kills with computerized alignment shots, meaning to like nail two pigs with one missile that costs less than a penny. You don't have to spend 25 or 50 cents or a dollar on a bullet when you understand that air-powered weapons that shoot metal projectiles, metal missiles like ball bearings or sharpened spikes or discs are plenty to pierce the throat, exit through the back of the neck, and then kill another person behind them just like a bullet. I have pictures of guys, you know, you can kill a giant bison with an air-powered weapon, you know, probably a rhinoceros, you know. These can definitely pierce armor. The police vests aren't going to help them at all when pneumatics pumps them full of lead when they try to do tactical maneuvers. Their vests ain't going to do shit. Neither are their goggles, because you can just flip to the paintball mode, blind them in their goggles with computer-assisted targeting. And then when they have to remove them, pump them with pepper ball if you're feeling really nice. But don't take your chances. Kill them if you can. Pump them full of lead. So the home weapon systems will also have things like little canisters you can place out in your yard, meaning individual air-powered canisters, you know, like the size of it doesn't even have to be as big as a large water bottle. We're talking about something the size of a beer can with the targeting system on top and the optics plugged in and the Wi-Fi connectivity and the rotating 360-degree targeting system, which can use the pneumatics AI systems to acquire targets. And you can make the choice whether to go for the lethal kill shot or the disabling mode from your PC inside your dwelling. So these little air canisters can be placed strategically around your property and do what you want. Smoke your weed, snort your cocaine, shoot your heroin, eat your shrooms. Anything that grows from Tengri's green earth is good to go. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise, no matter how much of force or how many lies these fucking low-life prostitutes for the pharmaceutical industry try to force their shit on you. These people are going to end up getting forced injections daily for forever in a maximum security psych ward for being prostitutes for the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry that they're trying to pump up and call everything else drugs. Listen to what I'm saying and tell me if I'm not making sense. How on earth can you label marijuana and cannabis, both things that grow from Tengri's green earth, how can you call those drugs and have the nerve to call something manufactured in a lab by an ungodly, atheistic, homosexual scientist medicine? You're telling me that something that grows from the earth is classified as an illegal drug, whereas some crap that comes out of a laboratory is called medicine and legalized and forced upon people by government mandate? They have to be killed, every last person in the line of command with this sort of fraud. The pharmaceutical industry is based on intellectual property law, meaning some scumbag scientist invents a little pill that doesn't do shit. Literally doesn't do anything. A little fucking like 20 milligram pill given to somebody doesn't do anything to alter their mood state. It's all a lie and a fraud for the most part. And so they get their patents and then they do fraudulent certification with rigged FDA trials. None of those things are real trials. It's all fraud and bribery and corruption and collusion and racketeering, all sponsored by the courts and the phony Western medicine associations. And then they have it legalized so that they can charge literally $50 per pill for something that cost 2 cents to manufacture. That's intellectual property law. That's what they're doing. And then they're forcing it on people against their will who've been slandered as crazy, like myself. Technology, intellectual property assets, multi-billionaire Jesse Gilbert has actually been slandered as crazy to the point where they forced by government mandate that I ingest these poisonous little scumbag pharma bunny pills, which don't do anything, and charge the state $50 per pill for nothing, for something that costs like literally like 2 cents to manufacture. So when you're on your property and you want to grow your cannabis, let's say you want to grow like a massive cannabis or cocaine or mushrooms or heroin empire right here in the United States, I'm looking to give you the weapons to do it and to kill anybody who says you can't, whether it's judges, reporters, policemen, government officials, or business competitors. You know, I know that there are other people. Evil is evil, whether it's under the badge or whether it's under any other pretense. And yeah, competitive businesses are also a threat. But if you want to grow a heroin empire in the States, right here on your lands, or cannabis, you could have the pneumatics weapons all around your property. You can get a piece of land, you know, like a few acres, and have the air-powered weapons, and then, you know, monitor it from your laptop. So if the pigs come to your property and have something to say about you growing something naturally from Tengri's green earth, because they are low-life prostitutes for the pharmaceutical industry and want to help militantly ban you and militantly poison your health, these weapon systems can help you kill them. So I hope you get the picture. The pneumatics weapon systems can also be placed in trees, meaning you can have the high ground, the strategic high ground. You can have air power turrets placed in trees that can acquire pigs rolling up on your property at probably like a good, I would say like 75 yards. And if you hear them coming, if you see them coming, if your automated camera systems give you a beep notification on your phone or on your laptop, you could quick go to your laptop, get a video view of them, and you could see their car coming, pump their windshield with the paintball mode. You can definitely hit somebody at that range with the right power, air-powered, with the CPU-assisted targeting. And when they get out, pump them full of lead, kill them on the spot. Try to take out as many as you can, and just get them to like get the picture. Fuck off. You aren't worth shit. This is the age of universal general income. And if you get smoked in the tech game, you're worth, you know, 1,000 cyber credits per month. Policemen, it doesn't give you a right to murder under the badge. As much as they like to think they can try and kill people with impunity and then even press charges when they fail. Pigs suck dick all around. That's how it goes from here on out. I'm Jesse Gilbert, victim of multiple attempted murders by police who actually tried to press charges and send me to jail after they failed to murder me. Stay tuned for the next audios.